It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
It is. It's time for the download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank here on 720 WGN. It's our weekly segment featuring Chicago-based CEOs and entrepreneurs sharing their stories so we can better understand ours. In the first couple months of doing this segment, I've heard time and time again from my guests that the key to growth and success is people, especially in the tech sector. We've talked with startup entrepreneurs who have outright bragged about the talent pool here in the Chicago area. Why is that the case? What is it about the Chicago area that produces and retains great talent for the emerging tech industry? My guest tonight has built her business on that very premise. Rana Bori is the CEO of Instant Alliance, a firm that specializes in placing thousands of employees in the Chicago tech scene. Founded in 2001, the business has received several accolades, and Rana herself has been named to several lists honoring the top women entrepreneurs in the country, and she is my guest tonight, the Download in Chicago Business, here to talk about her career, but also the business of human capital. Rana, thanks for being here. Good to meet you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm, like, jacked up and excited to be here with you tonight,
well,
Justin.
Well, let's talk about Instant Alliance. You've had different names for the company over time, but it is a recruiting firm for the tech industry. Where did this idea come from?
Actually, about 20 years ago, I know this is going to sound kind of odd, I met someone on a street corner who was in technology and in the recruitment business. And of course, I was waiting to go see 90210, and that was popular. And that may age me a little bit this evening. But I went to work with for them, and the guy was a technologist, and he trained me on technology every single night. So not only did I learn recruiting, but I learned technology. And that's how I started in the business. I went to work for a big global competitor. I did very well at a young age. And, you know, it was just time to go out on my own and start out of the second bedroom of my condo.
There you go. What attracts you to the idea of human capital, to the idea of recruiting and placing people in certain jobs?
You know what? I have always been really passionate about marrying the right talent with the right company. And I truly believe that human capital is the biggest differentiating factor in any organization. And getting talents that perform at, like, awesome levels is what I strive for. And being able to get the right people in and watch a company foster and grow and have them achieve their goals is just really cool. And I've been lucky to see that throughout my career. It's been an amazing, amazing ride.
Well, let's talk about that second room of the condo and making a move from working for global strategy companies or you know, someone else.
Yep.
And making that move to jump out and say, I can do this myself. I can create my own company. Take us through this step. Like, what was going through your mind in branching out on your own?
What the heck are you doing, Bori? You know, I left a very cush job with a big staff, and then all of a sudden it was literally me and my bulldog Henry in a room. I always say he did the filing. I talked to him every day. And honestly, I've talked about this in different podcasts and different interviews I've been in. I sat on a metal chair. So I knew if I was sitting on that chair and uncomfortable, I wasn't out with candidates and clients and making it happen.
Oh, interesting.
And in human capital, it's all about the relationships with the companies you work with the candidates that you place. And you have to be out there and personable and listening to people and getting to know them to be able to make this impact on
them. Now, I would just assume and that there are non-compete clauses for you to leave a job and start your own firm.
Yes,
to start from the ground up, to start from scratch, to it's great, and the philosophy of getting off the metal chair is great. But how do you get businesses to trust you to say, you know what, I'm going to go through Instant Technology or Instant Alliance, what it is now, but how I'm going to go through this firm to help for my personnel needs?
Yeah, so I kind of got really lucky, I guess you can say. Sometimes people just fall on luck. So when I had worked for this big company, my last year, I had about 100 people working for me. I went out. This was of the time when you can get in a building. I hand-delivered checks. I knew who their kids were. I took a vested interest in these people. Then 9/11 hit. And shortly after that, I started my company. And all those people that I helped along the way, the whole candidate pool, they were all dispersed. They went to new organizations. Mm-hmm. They were hiring managers. They took new jobs. And because I took such a vested interest in them, they were like, oh, come here. Let me introduce you to my new hiring manager, my new company. So I kind of got really lucky because I did start from nothing. I did have that non-compete. I honored that non-compete. And I really, it was one placement at a time for me. And
but I mean, even as you said, I mean, the relationships are everything. I mean, the ability to have those relationships before you even started your company, they helped you along the way as you started to grow your own name and your own brand.
Yeah, relationships take time, and I got really lucky. I think a lot of people just focused on the companies, right? For me, it was kind of that opposite. I focused on the people, and really, if I couldn't place them that time, I followed up with them. I really looked at this as a long-term play, not a short-term fix. And I think as I don't know if many people know the staffing business, it's ultra competitive,
yeah,
right?
I was gonna say, yeah.
And I think that you have to differentiate yourself by building those relationships and getting those trust for your people. It's like anything else. And once people start to trust you, they want to help you. They want to work with somebody who can bring them great talent and that really understands their needs.
Well, Chicago has emerged and evolved as a tech industry. I mean, a town that became one in the last 5-10 years where it's become a cottage industry for Chicago. But before that, I mean, it had startups and had different places. But I mean, was it more difficult to place in the tech industry because there wasn't a centralized industry as we know it today?
I think tech has always been important in any company, right? But I think today, as opposed to companies looking at it as a cost center, it's what drives their business. The whole customer experience, the analytics, the big data, everything around how companies operate really runs off of technology.
So in the past, they're like, get a kid to do it. And now they're like, no, this needs to be the epicenter of what
it's
we do.
It's how businesses run today. It's totally different. So it was always busy, but now it's just going gangbusters. It's so cool to be in a town like Chicago where the people, the talent is loyal and they want to learn and they are all about networking and helping people. And it's not like that in other areas of the country like your Silicons or your Boston or different areas that had a leg up on us. I think today, Chicago is becoming that epicenter. Hmm. And so many of these organizations like 1871 and the Mayor's Council, how it started out, and TechStars, and it's just booming here like crazy, and you can't get enough good talent.
I was going to say, are you seeing more and more talent and people who want to work in Chicago come to Chicago that weren't from here that say, I'm going to come here and set up my life and set up shop here because there is an emerging industry?
Yeah, I think it's changing for sure. People who worked in these other areas of the countries and maybe grew up here. We just placed the number two person at Outcome Health. You know, she was originally from Chicago, Northwestern grad, went overseas, ran companies, and then came back, right? And we're seeing more and more of that. In conjunction with that, I think people's skills on the engineering side are really starting to foster and develop at a much rapid rate, whereas used to be able to have to go to recruit from Silicon Valley here. I think people are really starting to come into their own. And this has been a 3-4 year cycle now. So yeah. It's just awesome to see the energy in this town. It's amazing.
Rana Bori is the CEO of Instant Alliance. It's a firm that specializes in placing employees in the Chicago tech scene. She's my guest tonight at Download on Chicago Business. You know, I'm fascinated because I think when you think of someone who's founded a company and is a CEO, they're selling a product. And in this case, you're selling people. And you don't necessarily have control over those people. Meaning you could place me and I can go to a company and be like, I don't like it here, or I could mouth off, I could be a bad employee. But at the end of the day, you kind of lose control because they're not people that you've trained necessarily. They're people you're placing. Is that the biggest challenge for someone who is trying to recruit and also place people in an industry?
Yeah, I think it's one of the challenges, right, in this business is, you know, how do you deal with people that you can't control at the end of the day? They go in, they do a great interview, and then they go on site and they do something else. But for us, and at least for myself, right, and how we operate our firm, it's standing alongside your client and saying, all right, let's figure out the solution together. If that person isn't right, let's get you the right solution. Right. Where did we go wrong? And this business, it's a partnership. And the best firms really look at it as an extension of that company. You know, when we're recruiting or helping to build teams, honestly, I'm an extension. I look at myself as like an employee. I'm that invested in what they're doing to try to do it, to get the right people. And if that person isn't right, it's standing behind it and doing the right thing. And I think that's how I got into this business, or actually how I started, one of the reasons I started my own company. I had a guy who was on site, messed up. It was a big client. I'd been doing work with them. Actually, it was Arthur Anderson back in the day. Right. And I wanted to pay for the mistake. My firm didn't want to do it at the time. And I decided ultimately one of the reasons I started my firm is I felt like, you know what? The guy messed up. It was partly, you know, I placed him. I was alongside the client. We split the difference, and I actually paid out of pocket $25,000
Really?
To make sure that that client was taken care of.
I mean, you talk about relationships, and that's it's interesting because you talk about the relationship to both the person that, that you're counting on to be placed, but also the relationship of the firms that you work with or the businesses that you work with, the client. You have to really be able to have relationships across the board. Like you have to treat your business clients and partners in one way and be able to treat the talent in another. I mean, where does that skill as a CEO and as someone who is a, who has to be the leader of your company, where does talk about that balance. Talk about making sure that that is, that, that is serviced.
I mean, I have no other choice, right? It's, and it's not only those two. It's actually the people who work for me as well internally in my operations. So it's like people everywhere, you know? And I always say sometimes I have a love-hate relationship because you can't control people and how they react or act. And so I don't know. I just got that really early on in my professional career. And I go above and beyond to make sure that we stand by our product. If our client needs something, we're out there. I just think you have to have unparalleled, you know, expertise in what you do and bring that to your clients. We don't advertise at all. Like this is, you know, I don't get on
interesting.
Interviews very much. Right. And all of our business has been word of mouth. Literally.
I'm fascinated too, because the people that you're placing.
Yeah.
You know, we hear this a lot. There's a lot of stereotypes or types that are kind of thrown out about millennials or about younger people, and they want to jump from job to job or they want something right now. Do you see that being on the front line? Do you see a different way that the talent is approaching work in the way that they are looking at this as like a step? They're gonna get placed by you, and in 6 months, they're like, what else do you have?
Actually, yes, that does go on. But if you actually get the people in the right opportunity and they can see what their career growth is, they'll be more apt to stay longer. So we actually monitor our placements after they've been placed. And our average tenure is 2 years, which is pretty amazing. So we're getting people in jobs who are moving up the ranks. So you just got to be working. And what's that succession plan for that company? And tell us about it when we're sitting down with their executive leadership. And how do you plan on retaining these people? And a lot of companies don't really think about that. But when we come in and we partner, we start asking them these questions. Because we got to have this if these people are going to stay and want, you know, a career with your organization long term. Because you're right, it is tough. People are recruiting people left and right. And millennials know millennials. It doesn't matter. It's a tight industry here in Chicago.
How do you recruit? I mean, is there a list of the best employees out there? I was thinking like there's like a website you go to. And like
it's called our internal database. But honestly, I have a team of recruiters that's all they're responsible
for. And did they go out and do that, or are you waiting for people to come to you?
Oh, no. We go into companies, get to know these people. And like I said, this is not a short-term play. I've been working with engineers who might have went to a boot camp, didn't have any experience, and been tracking them 3 years later. And all of a sudden, you're right, they're a node developer who's highly marketable, and they'll take my call. So I have about over, I would say, 200,000 candidates who've all been met, screened, taken a coffee in our database, have notes on them for years. You know, that's what makes us different and great is the fact that I've been able to capture that as well as marry it with building strong relationships. So those people take our calls. It's not about waiting for a guy to post on CareerBuilder. Right. Like, we don't do any.
You don't do
it's
that.
It's all direct recruiting out of companies.
You know, as we wrap up, and I want to talk about your skills and your thoughts as a CEO and entrepreneur, my guest in studio, Rana Bori, she's the CEO of Instant Alliance, a firm that specializes in placing employees in the Chicago tech scene. She's my guest tonight on the Download of Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. You know, I want to ask you, I mean, running this company, it is a cutthroat business. And early on, before, you know, I mean, you talked about the days after when you started in your two-bedroom condo in the second room with your dog. And, I mean, it wasn't always sort of like, this is the best, this is going to take off. I mean, you had moments like a lot of entrepreneurs that I have on this segment where you were questioning yourself. I mean, talk about why you chose to move forward in this work as opposed to shelving it and trying something else.
You know, I was always very driven. And honestly, I can tell you, I had no set game plan or no business plan. I took a $100,000 loan from my dad that I paid off in a month. And quite honestly, I just kept going. Like, you don't know what you don't know. I always said, if it was like Rana now, would I go do it back and do that? I was just fearless. I just picked up the phone and kept making it happen. And I knew I loved what I do. And it kind of just fell into place. I had some really hard years. I had some really great years. And at the end, you look back and look at your career over time. And I don't know, like, my biggest mistakes I've learned the most from. And while you're in it, it sucks, I have to say. But if you can come out strong and be able to reflect on it and do it differently the next time, and there'll be a different mistake next time, right? Then, you know, you just kind of keep going.
For you, I mean, you chose Chicago as the place to make your home, but also to serve and recruit and be a part of the tech industry here. Why Chicago? I mean, you mentioned other places, Boston, Silicon Valley. I mean, what is it about Chicago that keeps you here and that makes your company work?
You know what? It's the vibe in this town, and it's the people, right? I go back to, it's always about the people. And I got to say, like, what's going on with all the innovation here, all the new kind of companies? People want to help each other out. Like, look at 1871, for example. That's a hub that JB started to help companies just learn from each other. That doesn't go on in a lot of cities. And I just think once you're ingrained in the community, which I've been part of for a while now, it's just amazing to see just the energy and everything going around. So I love this town, and I'm never leaving, and this will always be our hub. And I just want to keep giving jobs back and making people great.
Rana Bori is the CEO of Instant Alliance, and she's my guest tonight on the Download on Chicago Business. Rana, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.